Hello, I'm Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today, and I pray that today you're having a wonderful day in the Lord and that you're getting up, getting ready to go to the house of the Lord. Today, I'd like to read a scripture out of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3, and it simply says, "Be ye kind one to another." I want to read that again. Be ye kind one to another. You know, a lot of times we don't practice that even in our own household. Sometimes we're kinder to strangers than we are our family. But today you need to let that start at home. Be kind. Practice kindness in your home. Practice kindness, being kind one to another. And one of the most kindest things that you can do is that you live right for the Lord and do right. Because let me tell you something, if you don't have a right fellowship with God, you can't have a right relationship with others. You got to start on the right foundation, and that is making your life sure with Jesus Christ. You know, a long time ago, my husband and I, we were in a truck stop in Bakersfield, California, and we were sitting at a table that was next to the window, and our chapel was parked there at the truck stop, and we had went in for coffee and breakfast, and we're sitting down at the booth, and I looked out the window, and this guy got out of a taxi cab with one of the most beautiful bouquet of flowers. They were just so pretty, and I looked at my husband, and I said, "Look at there. That trucker went to the expense to get a cab and go downtown and buy somebody a beautiful bouquet of flowers." And I thought, well, how kind that was of him to do that. And that trucker walked into the truck stop, and he looked all around, and he spotted us at our table. And he walked up to me, and he said, "Lady, I bought these flowers to you because I appreciate what you're doing for Jesus." Oh, I can't tell you how that made me feel. I can't tell you what that done for me, that a complete stranger, he had seen our truck, seen us. But he just wanted to be kind to me. He wanted to say something kind or do a kind deed. You know, that's been many, many, many years ago that happened. But let me tell you, every time I think about it, I'm blessed that someone would be that kind and that thoughtful to take the time and money to go off and to buy flowers for someone. You say, "Oh, that don't mean..." Yes, it does. Let me tell you, have you been in a truck stop lately? You don't see many flowers. There's not a lot of flowers in truck stops. But you know what? God knows where you're at this morning. And God wants to be kind to you. But you know what? He wants to work through us. Today, I want you to let God work through you. You know, a lot of times it's not all that we have to spend a lot of money or the great deeds. It's just a kind word or a sweet smile, or maybe pick a rose for somebody out of the rose garden. My husband and I, we used to truck down the road, and if he'd see a beautiful field of flowers, he would look at me and he says, "Mama, I dedicate that field to you." And you know, I never pass a field of flowers or a beautiful rose bush that I don't think about my husband and how he would say kind things to me about others in my life that has been kind. You know, sometimes people are going through hard times. People are having it hard. And if you'll just take time to be kind to that person next to you, be kind to your neighbor, be kind to the person on the road when they get a little bit irritable or maybe somebody's hateful, you just return that with kindness. And don't return evil for evil, but return good for evil. And God will bless you, and God will touch that person's heart, and God will touch that person's life. You don't ever know what it'll mean to somebody just to receive an act of kindness. But let me tell you something, the greatest act of love, mercy, and kindness that mankind has ever received is the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. And today, if you haven't asked Jesus into your heart, I pray that today you will ask him to come into your heart and forgive you of your sins. Make him the Lord of your life. Father, I pray for this congregation. I ask that you forgive that man, a woman, a boy, and girl of their sins. As they receive you into their hearts and lives, change them. And today, Father, everyone that's listening on the sound of my voice, help us to be kind one to another, to love one another as you've commanded us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Remember today that God is faithful to heal, God is faithful to save, and God is faithful to deliver. Thank you for listening. Please tune in again next week to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. Have a wonderful day in the Lord, and remember, be ye kind one to another.